Hi, my name is Matt, and this is a project that I completed for my PhD training at Dalhousie University. The background of this project is that we were interested in looking at how you measure sleep in children with and without ADHD, because measuring sleep in children needs to be accurate in order to make accurate clinical and experimental decisions. We were particularly interested in the use of sleep diaries, which are the most widely used clinical tool for measuring sleep, and how they compare to physiological measures of sleep, which are generally seen as more objective. So for the measures in this study, we had sleep diaries, actigraphy, which is measuring sleep through movement, and PSG, which is a comprehensive physiological measure of sleep. For the sample, we had a sample of ADHD children and a sample of typically developing children. And for the procedure, we had those children have their sleep measured using the three measures, sleep diaries, actigraphy, and PSG. And for the analysis, we compared those measures in a matrix using correlations called a multi-trait, multi-method analysis. We were specifically looking at three sleep variables, which are sleep onset latency, total sleep time, and sleep efficiency. The results of this comparison, as displayed in tables 1 and table 2, show that the vast majority of sleep variables across measures were not concordant, meaning that there wasn't agreement, with the exception of sleep diary and PSG measures of total sleep time. So what this suggests, in terms of the discussion of this study, is that when you're measuring sleep in children with or without ADHD, it is important to use a multimodal approach to your measurements, to make sure that you're capturing all the information that you want to capture.